From the PSIASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. And what a show we have for you this evening. We've got Jeremy Riss, Chief Operating Officer from Mount Hood Meadows. We have Jen Lockwood, Alpine Training Coordinator. Tyler Barnes, Ski and Ride School Director. And Katie Foyt, who is a self-described lowly ski trainer, but she is amazing. I really appreciate every one of you taking time to chat with us, because you all had a pretty amazing feat happen within the last month. So thank you all for taking the time to chat with us.
Thanks for having us, George.
Thanks, George.
Well, Jen, I want to start with you, since you're the Alpine Training Coordinator. Tell us what recently happened at the educational staff tryouts for the Pacific Northwest.
Well, Mount Hood Meadows was really fortunate to have five of our team members selected to join our Northwest Ed staff team.
And how many how many spaces were actually open? How many were looking to be filled?
You know, that's a great question, George. I don't think there were necessarily a set amount of spaces available. They were looking for qualified candidates that were ready to work and go out and serve our membership.
And you had five selected. I believe 10 were selected overall. Is that about right?
I think that's about right.
So, Katie, kind of tell us you're a trainer there, so you're working with these folks. And to me, that really talks about the quality of the training staff at Meadows, because, I mean, you're working to prepare people from level one on up to making the education staff.
Yeah, that's right. And it's interesting, because one of the reasons I had moved down to Mount Hood Meadows was because of the quality and the reputation of the training staff there. So it's nice to have gone through that and be able to give back. But I think a big thing about Meadows is we've talked about our culture of community. We also have a culture of feedback. So one of the things we do with all of our lessons and clinics is we have a little QR code and we give it to every person to scan, and we ask for feedback, good or bad, so we can continue to improve. And I think that just sets the stage for a really great growth and learning environment.
Now, Tyler, you are the Ski and Ride School Director. Are you still the coach of the Northwest Technical Team? I know that you were for a number of years.
Actually, Terry McLeod is the head coach of the PSI Northwest Technical Team, taking over from Rick Lyons. I am 2006 was the year I made the Northwest Technical Team, so however many years that is, I guess 18 seasons on the team. So I'm the second most senior team member on the team right now.
And so you bring all of those years with you. How often are you able to get out and help people prepare for exams and help train?
I would say at the school, I would say I get out about once a week or once every 2 weeks. But really my job is to, even if I don't get out on the snow with everybody as often as I'd like to pass on this culture of continuous improvement and the merits and benefits of pursuing certification, whether that's a level one, two, or three.
Now, Jeremy, as COO of Mount Hood Meadows Resort, you also have quite an extensive background and had a lot of quality certifications under your belt. In fact, when I started doing ski podcasts back in 2015, it was with Rick Lyons, and he and I were actually having some interviews as he was getting ready for team tryouts. And I believe you were at those team tryouts. They were happening at Breckenridge that year.
Yep, that sounds about right to me, George.
Well, it's really amazing to talk with you again. And you are now Chief Operating Officer at Mount Hood Meadows. Tell us about your ski career a little bit. I know you're very modest. We were talking about this before, but I really feel like what you bring comes down from the top. And I think having a person with your background in instruction is really important.
Well, yeah, thanks for saying that. I mean, my ski career, I think when I was 16, I wanted a season pass, and so I tried to be a lift operator. But as it turned out, you had to be 18 for that. So I tried out to be a ski instructor instead, and it kind of went from there, got, you know, certifications and things, and worked my way up through management through the school, and I've been on the tech team with Tyler for quite a few years. But, you know, I really think a lot of what drives the success is the people who dedicate the time and effort to their training. You know, there's a lot our company does to support it. I think one of our kind of our biggest philosophy is what we call the perpetual stoke, and we really believe that if we give our team members the tools and the training to be successful and they love their job, that's going to create a great guest experience. That great guest experience is going to create financial return for the company that we can reinvest back in the team and create more opportunities for everybody. And I think that is really exemplified by the Learning Center, with the dedication that our team shows to continue training and improving and making the product better.
Now, I'd really like for the four of you just to have a conversation about this. I might guide you a little bit, but I really would like for you to just, like I say, have a conversation among yourselves, really telling us about the training culture at Mount Hood Meadows, because starting with a new instructor and really having the people on staff to prepare people all the way up to team tryouts. And Jen, let's go ahead and start with you to kick it off.
Well, we've with the onset of maybe global warming and not having as much snow in the early seasons, we've been really forced to get creative with our training. And our training with our staff, our new staff, starts often for us as of recently indoors. And so that's really kind of made our trainers get really creative to bringing topics that are pertinent on the snow to the indoor environment and still create some stoke for when the snow arrives on the slopes.
And I am going to
do a lot of our, go ahead.
I just wanted to hop in because I did see some of your people skills training at orientation last November, and it was excellent. I loved how creative you got with that.
Yeah, well, I'll hand that off to Katie and Tyler because that was their gig.
Katie, go ahead.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and Tyler and I had a great time designing that training. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, there may have been some line dancing and some house framing and building that occurred, and that's what I'll leave you with. But George, that goes to our training about how it's really about building skills that are focused on that student-centered guest experience versus just certification. So if we're focused on that more intrinsic motivation about building your skills and your abilities and teaching people and technical skills, like that gives people energy, and that exceeds beyond like whatever certification level you get.
Tyler, that had to be one of the worst lessons in how to frame a house that I've ever seen. It was an incredible display of poor teaching skills.
Well, I was trying to be really bad at my people skills and my teaching skills, and it was hard. And what was funny is that during that little training, we had both returning instructors and first season instructors mixed in. And the returning instructors, of course, were just laughing hysterically because I was doing such a terrible job. But on the flip side, all of the new people thought that the ski school director was a real jerk. So it was definitely a learning opportunity. I think once everyone went full circle on that training, they realized what was going on.
Jeremy, are you a part of this at all?
You know, I'm not super involved in that. One of the things that that I have seen us do that's been pretty cool the last few years, though, is like Jen said, you don't always have as much access to snow and things like that early season, but I think Tyler's really led the way on this, leveraging technology a lot to give our instructors kind of a leg up before they even get to our trainings, and making a lot of the PSIA national intro to teaching trains and stuff available for them through our kind of own internal website. So that's definitely been a cool aspect of how we get those instructors some knowledge even ahead of kind of joining us at in training in person.
And Jen, I mean, you've got some wonderful people there to pick the brains of. And what are your planning sessions like as you're putting your training plan together for the season?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of individual work. We do, fortunately, because we have a lot of team members from the Northwest on, we have some insight to what's going to be going out to the Northwest, and we can integrate that. But we often have, you know, people with their, you know, people that on the team whose specialty might be within the children's realm, and we have them working on a topic. And like Tyler and Katie took on the people skills, and the same with technical skills. So we're really looking at developing, like Katie said, people's skill set, those things we can leverage when we're indoors, so that once we get out on snow, we can help new instructors figure out how to introduce skiing and riding to our guests.
And Katie and Tyler, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about the People Skills program that you put together, because I was fortunate enough to be out with Dusty Dyer and Josh Fogg at Levy at Interski and watch them do something similar out on the snow with people from, you know, all different countries. And then to see you all put something so similar together, Katie teaching dancing and Tyler not teaching how to frame a house, it was just really incredible what you came up with, and I was so impressed with what I saw. How did you plan that out?
I can chime in first. So I do have to give kudos to the National People Skills Task Force members that I've worked with for the last few years. So when I was at Big Sky for National Academy last year, I was laid up with an injury. And so I attended the People Skills Indoor presentation that Brian Smith gave. And he told me about these plans for the Interski presentation. So largely what we did was rooted in that same experiential learning concept. It just took me a while to think about, like, how can we do this indoors and still make it relevant and engaging? And then we kind of bantered back and forth, and Tyler came up with the framing scenario for the contrast piece.
Tyler?
I would say that, yes, inspired by the Levy example, but then how do we bring that, you know, indoors and make it engaging? And, you know, we actually were also able to do something similar at our fall training for all of the trainers in Wenatchee, Washington in late October we did that. And so we kind of had a little bit of practice in a similar scenario there, and we just kind of adjusted it for our own training at Mounted Meadows.
And Jeremy, you were in the ski and ride school for so many years. What's it like now to be the chief operating officer of the entire resort and looking at this department and seeing, you know, the hands that you've left it in?
Well, it's super exciting. I mean, we've got some great trainers. Katie and Jen are an awesome example of that. You know, we've had a great culture for a long time of our staff getting together at the end of the day and going out skiing together and continuing to learn from each other. And that's definitely continued and grown really since I've moved into other roles. And it's really, you know, Jen and Katie, Tiana, our training supervisor, Tyler, and many other team members at our school that are driving force behind it. And it's exciting to see that success continue and grow from where it had been.
And Jen, as the training coordinator, it's got to be really exciting for you to be working with these folks, because are some of these instructors people that you've worked with for a number of years that you've seen just really grow through the or develop through the different certifications?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think Jeremy, Tyler, myself, and Katie are examples of that, as well as, you know, the five individuals from our team that were selected to join our Northwest Ed staff. You know, we are a tight-knit group, but going back to how you started this, this really, I think, does start with the top when people in management support the growth of their people below them, and there's energy behind it and excitement. It just, people want to be a part of it. And we, it's really important to us that we extend a hand and invite people into our community. And that's a really big focus of ours at the beginning of every season. And that's for the 20 seasons that I've been at Meadows, that is something that has continued to grow and evolve over time. And, you know, we don't want to leave out our dear friend Chris Kastner, who, you know, dubbed us the best in the West. And we truly try to carry that forward every season with his thoughts and or him in our memory for sure.
Katie?
I think our culture is contagious, and just being in clinics where people are constantly trying to strive and get better and create experiences, make people know what's possible. And that's why I'm excited about this group getting even more exposure as ed staff, hopefully wanting to be examiners and tech team, and even understanding like what the journey is like to potentially being a team member for the national organization.
Tyler?
You know, I would say this this culture of continuous improvement even starts with our practice of handing out guest satisfaction surveys to each and every one of our guests and lessons. And when that feedback comes back from a guest who had an amazing experience, I personally share that with each and every instructor when we get a positive guest comment in. And there's this culture of, you know, I send out a weekly email with, you know, the top five or six guest comments from the last week or so. And they're just all very meaningful comments that guests have about the incredible relationship that they developed with an instructor and the challenges that they overcame. And they really resonate with a lot of the people skills. And right now, we actually have a 9.8 out of 10 score out of all of the surveys we've received so far this season. So it's really awesome to see those comments come in, and it's even more awesome to share them with our staff.
And Jeremy, I have to agree with Jen. I really do believe this starts at the top, and I think you've done a phenomenal job. And one thing I notice, I'm only up there a couple hours teaching on Friday nights when I'm able to break away. But I notice a lot of camaraderie between departments. There's not any separationists. It seems like a real, we used the word community earlier. I believe you've built a community at Meadows among the entire staff. I love going into the lift line, and the lift ops are so friendly and cordial to ski school, ski and ride school. There doesn't seem to be any kind of divisiveness there between departments. Would you agree? I mean, I believe that would be a part of the culture that you've helped develop.
Well, yeah, that's certainly the goal, you know, to have an inclusive culture. You know, we have a motto that everybody shovels and everybody should be willing to do any job that needs to be done. And we all kind of work together to make that happen. You know, Jen mentioned Chris Kastner's influence, and He was a big part of that. He helped me learn a lot about that. I remember when he came in as a ski school director and the rental shop was challenge getting folks in. He's like, well, why don't we just go down there and help them? And so we started sending all the instructors down to the rental shop to help get boots fit and skis tacked and get the guests out on time. And, you know, Chris was a huge driver of that in our company, that all the departments should be chipping in, helping each other, and you build a great culture that way where everybody's willing to help each other out. And, you know, as far as the training culture, I think that inclusivity really makes a big difference too. You know, I think our team and our folks that have more experience are always reaching out to the newer folks, inviting them to go out skiing, inviting them to tag along and come to clinics. And when you invite people to be included, you know, it inspires them to want to jump in and help, whether it's helping another department or whether it's jumping into a clinic and learning some new skills. So it is pretty exciting. And Jen, thanks for bringing up Chris, because he's been a huge inspiration to our company, I think, in so many ways, building that culture.
Well, any final words for our membership? In conclusion, Jen, let's start with you.
I think just invite people to be a part of your culture. Get them integrated with your veteran instructors, because everybody wants to feel like they can share something, share their experience with another individual. So when the whole team's involved, everybody benefits, but most importantly, our guests will benefit as well, and we'll carry on our sport to future generations.
Katie?
If you're one of those people that have gotten your level three, or you're thinking about continuing to grow in your instruction career, think about, why not me? Don't think about the barriers. Think about the things that you can do to give back to others as you continue to go up the ladder.
Tyler?
You know, it's been such an awesome experience to be part of this team for as many years as I have. And, you know, the level one exam is a very important one. And in fact, I believe I was the level one examiner for both Keely and Ryan, who actually were selected to the staff at this last tryout. So it's pretty awesome to be part of this, even at the entry level, the level one, because it's a life-changing experience, really. You know, you get that initial certification and the doors just open for additional learning. So just keep the learning happening.
And Jeremy.
Well, thanks for having us, George. I think, you know, the culture and things like that are important, but the people that dedicate the time and effort to growing their own success, that's really what makes it happen. And nobody's going to do it for you. So really proud of the folks that, you know, have put in so much time and effort to make it get to this level and make it on the Northwest Education team.
Well, Jeremy Riss, Jen Lockwood, Tyler Barnes, and Katie Foyt, thank you all for taking the time to chat with us.
Thanks, George.
From the PSIA AASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas.